At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Tony Ward. No, not the rugby Tony Ward, a different Tony Ward. He's the founder and frontman of a brilliant Irish band called Blue Moose. And Tony's just landed back on green soil after a mad weekend performing for Paddy's Day in Switzerland over the weekend. How are you doing, Tony?
Oh, I tell you, I'm after having a crazy 48 hours. I'm tired, but all is good. I'm running on adrenaline.
I would imagine so. Okay, well, look, it is Tuesday. You know, we're getting back to normal, but you didn't really have a normal... I mean, look, maybe your life isn't normal anyway because you're part of a band who travels around the world and plays gigs. So let's start off with that, with Blue Moose. So how long have you guys been together?
I've had Blue Moose on the road, Dave, maybe over 22 years.
Wow.
It's a long, long time. Yeah. Started back in Wexford 22 years ago.
Right, and you are, inverted commas, a professional musician, therefore this is what you do to make money.
Yes, thanks be to God, and it's the best, one of the best jobs in the world.
It
I'm
is.
Very, very lucky.
I have such admiration for people who actually make a living in this industry because it is so hard to be a musician and get somebody to actually pay you enough for it to be your job. So fair play to you, Tony. So Blue Moose gone for years. I know you guys. I tend to buy guitars off people.
Yeah.
And Philip Joy, who is your guitar player, he and I have traded over the years. And yeah, look, I've met you a few times in the car parks of pubs as I was picking up a guitar out of the back of the van. But you guys have been around, and everybody in the industry does know you guys. You're a bunch of talented musicians.
Why, thank you. Yeah, no, we have added to your guitar collection, all right, and a few dodgy dealings happening here and there. But yeah, we've been working away. We've been very, very lucky. I suppose we were massive back in the college scene. And what has happened, all the students that we would have been playing for in their college balls or their grad balls, those guys are getting married now, and they remember us, and they go, oh, Blue Moose, and they call us to play at their weddings.
Right.
And it's a fantastic connection. So there's a bit of history with the people and our clients, the people that we work with, and that's magic. There's a spark there from the get-go.
Brilliant. Okay, so you found yourself over the weekend not playing in a pub in Wexford. You found yourself further afield.
Yes, we go over, there's a group of pubs in Switzerland, Paddy Riley's pubs, and they are absolutely brilliant to us. We go over once or twice a year. I've been going over for the last 15, 16 years. So we go over for the occasion weekends.
Yeah.
We go over Christmas, we go over at Paddy's, and we go over for their annual birthday. So we flew out Friday morning, we played in their pub in Basel on Friday night. Then we got transferred over to Zurich, we played a gig in their pub in Zurich on Saturday night. And then Paddy's Day being Sunday, they wanted us to play on Sunday. So
naturally,
Sunday was kind of the big day. So, like, we were gigging the whole weekend. So, like, we were in work mode.
Yeah, in work mode. And then...
Yeah, just entertaining. And the beauty of this story is it was so random. Like, the amount of stars that had to align for this to work out was crazy.
Speaking of stars, tell everybody what happened then. So, you're gigging away on Paddy's night in Paddy Riley's pub. And what happens?
So, Murder on the Dance Floor is a massive song at the moment, and what a tune to play, real groovy tune, it suits the style of the band, it's a real good dance floor song. So, we call the set as the crowd reacts.
Yeah.
So, you know, the randomness of that, I said, Murder, in my head, I went, Murder on the Dance Floor will work really well, the next song. We started it, and Philip, as you know, our guitar player, he sings the song. So he sang the first verse. And next minute I saw this lady walking up towards me and I went, oh my God, this is unusual. This is a social inspector look-alike.
Yeah. You're either looking for security to tackle her or you're going, what's happening here?
So then I did a double take and she gestured to me and mouthed to me, this is my song, can I sing it with you guys? And I went, this is not happening. So I doubted myself, Dave. She came up on stage, gave her the microphone, but the minute she sang the first line, and I heard it in my in-ear monitors, and it was like listening to the original.
Well,
I went, this is actually her. This is real. This is unbelievable.
She rocks up. Because, often in a situation like that, the last thing a performer wants to do is get up and sing their own song in, you know, on when they're out for the night, obviously. But fair play to her. Let's have a listener, because as you said, she sounds unbelievable. Here is Blue Moose with Sophie Ellis-Bextor randomly in Switzerland. Mentioned it there. You have in your monitors, so you're able to hear the mix clear, you know, clearly. You know what want in yours. I presume she just rocked up and just started singing into the microphone.
And absolutely nailed it. And what happened is once she finished, she got mobbed, so she kind of left the pub, back to their hotel. But her crew stayed around, and we had a good chat with them afterwards. And what happened was, her husband is the bass player in the English band called The Feeling.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah, The
really
Feeling,
good pop band, So they were in, and they had heard 30 minutes of our set, and all of the crew and the husband had kind of commented saying, geez, this band are really good, they're really tight. We've looked out here and found a really good band. And afterwards, the crew mentioned that there was no way she would have approached the stage unless she felt confident that the band were good enough to. And again, just pure luck, and the luck of the Irish on St. Paddy's Day, and he was just blessed.
Well, the luck of the Irish, and a testament again to how good you guys are. Listen, what an amazing story, Tony. I mean, that's one that'll go down in history. You'll be telling that tale when you're in a pub in about 50 years time,
and they probably won't believe me, but we have video evidence in this day and age.
That's the joy of it. Yeah, absolutely, the video evidence exists. Listen, absolutely amazing, delighted to chat to you. Fair play to you, the lads in Blue Moose. Keep going, keep kicking, keep doing what you're doing, and you never know who might appear on stage with you soon.
Well, rock on, Dave. Thank you so much for the show.
Nice one. Not at all, Tony. Thanks a million.
Talk again. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.